You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis presided over Mass in St. Peter's Square on Sunday for the Feast of Divine Mercy and encouraged the faithful to be apostles of mercy towards those in need. We are all called to become living writers of the gospel, heralds of the good news to all men and women today. Pope Francis made these remarks during his homily for the second Sunday of Easter, known as Divine Mercy Sunday. We do this by practicing the corporal and spiritual works of mercy, which are the hallmarks of the Christian life. By means of these simple yet powerful gestures, even when unseen, we can accompany the needy, bringing God's tenderness and consolation.
Tuttavia, nel racconto che abbiamo ascoltato,
Pope Francis referred back to the day's Gospel taken from John, which recounts the episode in which the Apostle Thomas doubts the resurrection until he puts his hand in Jesus' side. This scene denotes the contrast between the disciples' fear as they hid behind closed doors and the mission on which Jesus sends them, to proclaim the message of forgiveness. Being apostles of mercy means touching and soothing the wounds that today afflict the bodies and souls of many of our brothers and sisters, the Pope said. Curing these wounds, we profess Jesus, we make him present and alive. We allow others who touch his mercy with their own hands to recognize him as Lord and God. Pope Francis concluded his homily saying, "Truly, God's mercy is forever. It never ends. It never runs out. It never gives up when faced with closed doors, and it never tires. Let us ask for the grace to never grow tired of drawing from the well of the Father's mercy and bringing it to the world. Let us ask that we too may be merciful to spread the power of the gospel everywhere." At the end of Mass, before the final blessing, Pope Francis delivered his Regina Caeli address, in which he spoke on the ongoing conflict in Ukraine, which has left thousands dead and around a million displaced. On behalf of those suffering in the country, the Pope said there would be a gathering of all Europe's Catholic churches on April 24th.
Questo gesto di carità.
He said, "This gesture of charity, beyond alleviating the material suffering, expresses my personal closeness and solidarity to the entire Church." The Pope expressed his hope that this gathering would help promote peace and respect of rights in Ukraine.
Ricordiamo che domani ricorre la giornata mondiale contro le mine anti-uomo.
Pope Francis also remembered Monday's International Day of Landmine Awareness, calling for an end to the use of these terrible weapons, which have killed and mutilated too many people. Finally, the Pope extended his welcome to all those participating in the day's celebrations, especially those groups which promote devotion to the Divine Mercy. I'm Anne Schneibel.